So genital herpes is just the medical name for a cold sore when it appears down below instead of on your face. There are two types, but since either type can cause symptoms on the face or on the genitals, there is really not much point in trying to big up the fact that there are two types of herpes simplex. Some sites, I think, do it deliberately to confuse people. So how it's caught? By skin-to-skin contact with the affected part when the virus is active with friction.
Okay, so as you mentioned there, there are two types of herpes simplex. Like, not many people would know that. So could you explain the difference and why is type 1 more common?
Traditionally, type 1 was mainly found on the face. There were very few cases of type 1 below the waist. And then, blow me down, people invented the concept of oral sex. As a result, since oral sex is now such a totally typical thing that people do, type 1 is being caught on the genitals a great deal, and no doubt type 2 is caught on the face equal amounts.
And also, not many people know they have it. In fact, 70% of adults in the UK actually do have herpes, but
that's right.
Only 2 in 3 actually know that they have it. So
yep.
What more can be done to encourage testing?
Unless you know which bit of body your symptoms are on, finding out that you are a carrier is a totally pointless activity. I'm afraid there are some websites out there that are encouraging people to pay an enormous amount of money to have a blood test to see if they are carriers. And, as you just said, by the age of 25, 7 out of 10 are carriers. And by the age of 35, it's gone up to at least 8.5 out of 10.
And how serious is having herpes simplex? Because of its incurable nature, a lot of people make it out to be a lot more serious than it really is.
You're absolutely right. The word incurable has been used by the drug company that invented the drug 50 years ago now, in order to get people to use the drug. After all, when somebody gets a facial cold sore, they don't rush off to their doctor and say, "Doctor, doctor, I need treatment, please, I've got an incurable disease." Thrush is incurable, glandular fever is incurable, chickenpox is incurable. Those two are herpes viruses as well.
Okay, so final question. Speaking to a few college students in the area, in terms of sex education, they feel like it's non-existent or has little effect on their education. What more can be done in that area? Is it timed that sex education became a GCSE with exams?
Oh, I would definitely think so. I totally encourage sexual education of all sorts. I would wish very much that all doctors would stop using the medical name for herpes when they diagnose it. It is a cold sore. They don't say a child has herpes varicella when a child gets chickenpox. There's no need to use the medical name when you get a cold sore on your genitals.